Good morning to all my battle buddies in business building. If you have not subscribed to this channel by now, what are you waiting for? Hit the subscribe button and don't forget, sharing is caring. So pay for this content with a share. Now, my name is Cash Parrish. I help appreneurs build the company behind the app. I know what you're thinking. Well, why listen to Cash Parrish? I always tell people this. I have built my own company from the ground up, over 22 years of experience as an entrepreneur. I have lived some of the problems that you are having and will experience over and over for many years to come. I have lived them and overcame them. So if you are in any positions like this and many more, I will be discussing them on this channel. Now, if you have slow sales, no sales, bleeding money, low to no profits, staffing problems, loss of time, family falling apart, health declining, your business is out of control, maybe you feel overwhelmed, there's no traction, there's no clients, there's no investors, you don't understand how to find clients, where to get them from, how to sell to them, you don't understand your brand or what branding is, multiple different scenarios, I am the guy to listen to. Because I have done this over and over and over, it gives me the credibility to stand here and share my experience with you all today. Now on today's show, the startup entrepreneur. Who are you? What is your role? That is what we'll be talking about. I would like to get 3 points out of my head. And the first point that I want to try to make is, what is a startup entrepreneur? We need to talk about that. The second point I want to try to make today is, what is the role or what is your role as a startup entrepreneur? And the third point that I think is very important is, education and innovation is everything. So those are some things that I'm going to be talking about because they are some problems. I like to start you off with the problem all the time. And I like to state the problem that I'm really trying to address because sometimes it just helps if we understand why. And so the first thing I would like to say when I'm looking at the problem is, startups fail to start up when the founder fails to understand the severity of their role. So that is a problem. And most of them that have this difficulty, it's because they are misled to believe that it is all about the product or the service. Not understanding how the company is built, ran, and maintained. That is one of the biggest causes for this problem. Now, the effects that you will see happening due to this problem is, there will be poor leadership. There will be no growth. There will be high cash burn rates. And eventually startup failure. So we need to address the problem. The problem is, when the startup fails to start up, is when the founder does not understand the severity of their role because they are misled and they believe that the product or the service is everything, and they do not understand how a company is built and maintained. You're gonna definitely see the poor leadership, the no growth, and the high cash burns, and the startup failure. And because it is inevitable that that happens, so we're just gonna try to dive off into it. So let's get this podcast started, and I'm gonna do my best to go slow as possible. But this podcast will probably last us about 20-25 minutes, and we'll go on from there. So the first thing we want to talk about is, what is a startup entrepreneur? Now, somebody's thinking, what do you mean? What is a startup entrepreneur? Well, first, let's break it down into two parts. We want to break it down. I'm going to use the word entrepreneur first. I believe that an entrepreneur is a risk taker. They are the founder and they lead the organization and they organize the business. I said multiple different things because I think that when you have an entrepreneur, the responsibility lands at their feet. Everybody screaming team until the bills come. Everybody screaming team until it's time to put up the money. Everybody screaming co-founder. Everybody screaming, let's build it together. Let's get rich together until it's time to put up the startup capital. people like to come in after it's already start up and then put their two cents into it and dive off into a successful business. Here, let me jump in on that. Well, no, that's not an entrepreneur. That's more like an investor. A startup is something that you set into motion. A new business is what we're talking about as a startup. We're talking about a startup company, not a startup car, you know, not starting up some, you know, grade school or something like that. We're talking about a business. So setting into motion a new business that has high potential for growth. A lot of times you hear these people talking and they're talking about so many millions and millions and billions of dollars because the market is so vast and big because digital technology has broken down the barriers of city, state, region, national, international, global. It has broken down these barriers so you are able to generate revenue in multiple different locations around the world. So a startup has the high potential for growth, but we're going to just look at it as setting something into motion like a business, a new business at that, and having high potential for growth. So a startup entrepreneur, if we combine them together, I just want to say that you bear the burden of starting and establishing a fast-growing business. Now, whether that's an app business, whether that's a software business, whether that is some kind of other business, I like to focus on technology. So that's the examples I use. But you usually are burdened with the problem of understanding how to do that. So when you decide that you want to be a startup entrepreneur, that is what comes and rests at your doorstep. All the responsibilities. And somebody said, well, I still don't understand all the responsibilities. Well, for one thing is you and I will have to learn the startup language, startup industry. How does a startup industry work? On top of learning our particular niche or particular industry we're in. And there's so many more other things that we have to learn. And I don't want to dive into that. We'll talk about that in a second. But the second point I told you all I wanted to make was, what is the entrepreneur's role? That is very important, that you understand your role, that I understand my role. We are the alpha and the omega. The everything begins with you and ends with you. It doesn't begin with you and end with I. It doesn't begin with I and end with you. It begins with you and it ends with you. Cats, are you talking at me? No, I'm talking to you. So hopefully you can understand this message is getting to you. I'm hoping that when I say that word, you, is not offensive, but it is enlightening to, so you and I could come into the acknowledgement, come into the realization that we are the alpha and the omega of the company. We are the beginning. We are the end. Somebody say, why do you say it that way? Because we are tasked with all the responsibilities, such as, not limited to, let's deal with this first one, funding. Funding is the job of the founder, of the CEO, of the entrepreneur. That is the job of that role. Is funding. Somebody say, what are you talking about funding? Well, you have to take into consideration it takes money. Money is fuel. It takes fuel to start up the company, start up the rocket. It's going to take some rocket fuel to get that fast thing moving, to get that thing going into orbit, to get that thing flying. We want to get that boost, and we're going to need that from some form of fashion. So typically, the founder, that's what I talked about in the beginning, the entrepreneur, they usually go and put up their savings, max their credit cards, take out personal loans. They go to friends and family. They try a crowdfunding Kickstarter campaign or something. That is the essence of where the beginning of the company usually stems from. So this in funding, you become the alpha and the omega for raising the funds to give that business the fuel that it needs. But you are responsible, and I am responsible to manage said funds that we acquire. Because if we take out a loan, if we get money from investors, that is not free money. That money comes with terms. That money comes with penalties. That money comes with what they call that, liabilities and responsibilities. We have to manage those funds because those funds are placed in our possession with good intent that we will make good on the reason that we raised the funds for. Now, there's things such as structure, how the company functions, how it operates. See, you cannot build a company and have a company that's everybody else's input is telling you how it should be done. Eventually, you and I are going to have to decide on what we want to have in our possessions and control and work at every day. Why build a company that you can't manage, can't control, or do not want to go work at any day because you don't like the culture that you have built at your own business? It is a burden. There's growth that has to happen, and all of this is the role of the entrepreneur. Growth has to happen in sales. Growth has to happen in staffing. Growth has to happen in brand awareness. Growth has to happen this totally across the board. We have to grow. At what stages? At what pace? How often? How frequent? When can we choose to chill? And when do we hit the accelerator button so we can fly? Those things has to be decided by the entrepreneur. That is their role. But do you know we can't do that without a vision? It takes a vision to understand where we're going. You have to see something. We have to see something. And I'm always going to be talking about that. Cash, it's like listening to you sometimes. It's like beating a dead horse. As you still talk about vision and mission, these things are critical to understanding why you went into business and where you're going to go as a company and how you're going to grow the company and how you're going to structure the company and how you're going to get to where you want to go. Mission and vision centric has to be focused on those things. Without that vision, without understanding where we want to go, it's hard to do any other thing. That's why I said you are the Alpha and the Omega. Everything starts and ends with you and I. And if we understand that, the vision has to be written out, made plain and easily to explain so you can actually put the right people in the right places to assist you when and where you cannot assist yourself. So that is critical. Mission-centric is critical. Understanding that there's things to accomplish. All of these things, like I said, the burden lays on the shoulder of the entrepreneur. Are you trying to discourage people from being an entrepreneur, Cash? Nope. I hope that if you are new into business, if you are a startup into business, you have been enlightened that is not as easy as you would love it to be. It's not a lifestyle of create a product, get paid a lot of money from an investor, and go sit on the island and relax. Some people do get that opportunity very fast in their career, and some people never will. But the chances of you becoming rich just because you have a great idea, 2 years later, you're able to sit down and drink martinis on the beach all day. There is a very, very small percentage of people that are able to accomplish that. So if you believe that entrepreneurship is the answer to non-work and fast riches, you actually are going the wrong way. The wrong way because you can probably get richer playing the stock market. You probably can get richer investing in companies than you can starting a company, getting rich fast, and retiring with no work. It's a shitload of work. It's a ton of work. And the only thing that motivates us, I'm talking about battle buddies, the only thing that motivates us is the purpose. The purpose is more important than the paper and the people. We believe in the mission. We believe in the vision. We believe in the purpose that we created the company for. That drives us every day to wake up to pursue why we should be explaining, teaching, selling, producing, creating this type of product, service, or content. Now, I'm going to go to my third point, which is education and innovation is everything. Education and innovation is everything because without education, without innovation, your product, your service, your company lacks. If you step into business and you think that what you learned in college, what you learned in the streets, what you learned yesterday is good for tomorrow, That's where you make the greatest error you and I must learn daily. Whether it is reading books, or watching YouTube videos, or listening to podcasts, or reading blogs, we have to understand our learning style. And I believe that if you do not understand your learning style, it's going to be hard for you to pick the tools that you need to learn. But if you try to get in this game of startup entrepreneurship as a startup entrepreneur without taking the initiative to go out and learn consistently, constantly, you will fall behind. It will show to the investors. It will show to the other people that potentially want to work for you. It will show that you will not be able to lead a great company. It will show that the people don't believe in you. The people going to say they could do it better. They want to take the company from you. You will run into all kind of problems because you lack the ability to discipline yourself to learn. You lack the will to learn. That is going to create you a huge problem. You and I must sit down and read and study and grind and learn something constantly. I suggest daily. A small bit of reading is better than no reading. A small bit of video watching is better than no video watching. Adequate time invested into education is paramount in your success to be a startup entrepreneur. Now, somebody say, well, what books should I read? I'm not going to give you a whole ton of them. I'm going to give you some basic books that I think you should understand. I would focus on, I'm not going to even tell you all the books, but let's say Michael Porter. I definitely understand competitive advantage, strategy, business strategy. If I have to go into the managerial section and understanding that strategy, I would definitely look at Michael Gerber. I'm going to look at the E-Myth. I will put that up there somewhere in that process as well. I would definitely talk about customer development, the epiphany, the four stages of customer development. I'm gonna definitely look at those books. Those books, if you're not even looking at those books, that is gonna be the basic premise of understanding how to structure your company, how to structure your team, how to structure workers, and controlling a business instead of the business controlling you. Talking about you want to put things on automation, where you have to understand sales processes and sales cycles and customer development. You have to understand all of these things so you can create automation and residual income through systems and processes. And those are just basics. There's a ton of other books that I would strongly recommend. I recommend A Startup Equation. I'm trying to think of something else. Startup Playbook. There's some other ones. There's some great ones. It depends on where you're at in your process, but that's for books. Now, if you are not a book reader, then there's audiobooks. I would recommend some great audiobooks. If you are not into audiobooks, then there is videos. I would recommend go to YouTube and study from the best educators that you like online. But if you do not choose to find your learning style so you can equip yourself and arm yourself, you will be killed and murdered in this game. They are some very smart and intellectual people who they eat, sleep, and shit startup entrepreneurship. They breed it. They are competitive, not only in the product development stages, but in the execution of the market, go-to-market strategies. These people are playing chess. If you want to make that type of money, if your goal is money, especially if you are not purpose driven, if you are not social good driven, if you are money hungry and money driven, man, you need to be sharp as a fucking tack. You need your mind so focused and so sharp that you are able to accomplish anything. And you definitely got to be a hard worker, not just a reader of all things, but the executioner of the things that you have read, know, and understand for an assurity. So that's my broadcast for today. So if I could just sum it up, the solution is to focus on your own growth before you build the business. I talked about the problem, the entrepreneur being lost and not understanding the severity of the nature of the situation. So I say the solution to these problems is focus on your own growth before you try to focus on building and growing a tech company, a startup, or a small business, whatever. Now, my directions. These are the directions. Let's get to it. These are the directions. Now that you have listened to this podcast, what the hell do we do, Cash, with all of this information? Well, this is the part that I tell you wait for at the end of the show. What to do? I would definitely say this is the process. Document yourself. How do you like to learn? What do you find is your focus in business? Some people love marketing, some advertisement, some leadership, some motivation. You need to find your focus. Can you lead? Can you budget? Can you grow? These are things that the role of the entrepreneur must play. So interview yourself. That's the point I'm trying to get to. How to do that? You need to interview yourself honestly, openly. Read over your answers. Be plain, be blunt, be true. Make plans to change and to grow. And the things that you find that you are not willing to grow or willing to change from, then you should start to look at what the position of CEO, COO, CFO, CSO, CTO, whatever those roles are, look at that position and see if you are built to play that role. And align yourself with the adequate position based off of what your interview discovered about yourself. Just because you are a founder does not mean you have to be the CEO. Just because you are a founder does not mean you have to be an entrepreneur from the sense of taking on all responsibilities. You may find, based off of your own personal interview of yourself, that you need a partner. You need to have other investors and other people into this process that can help you do the things that you know you cannot do. Now, do you want to know if things are going in the right direction? If you're taking the right action steps, you want some performance indicators. Well, when you apply the things that you are learning, are you gaining traction? Are you seeing progress? Are you moving in the right track, in the right direction? If so, keep doing what you're doing. Keep going hard. Keep on doing that. Now, I'm going to do something I usually don't do. It's my motivational talk at the end. But I'm recommending that you educate yourself. Stay motivated. Stay on the grind. Stay reading. Stay trying to learn something. You are all that you have right now that you can count on. You have to do what you can for yourself, for your family, for your kids, for your vision, for your purpose, for your dream. Those things are the most important things for you and I. We have to start to look at our life and dictate to ourselves, this is what we must accomplish. This is what we must do. We have to learn constantly because nobody is going to give it to us for free. Nobody is coming to save us. There won't be no lifelines. There won't be no raft coming. There won't be no inner tube saying, hop in this. I see you drowning. Here, come on. Let me pull you to shore. Nobody's coming. Do for yourself what you can. Build, educate, learn, grow, grind, implement daily, and enjoy the results that you see from building yourself before you build your business. Well, that's my time, people. This is Cash Parrish. I would like to thank y'all, Battle Buddies in Business Building, for supporting the podcast network and the App Hustle segment. I'll be back Monday, 10 a.m., dropping some more hot fire shit. Now, last but not least, I want you to take an action right now. Subscribe now. Share it later. Hit the subscribe button and also put it out there to your timeline, to your social media networks. Get this content out there so the world can hear what we have. Sharing is caring. The content is free. Just pay for it with a share. My name is Cash Parrish. I help entrepreneurs build the company behind the app. My podcast mission is to provide the truth on how business works in reality. No pacification, just passionate education and insight. Just passionate education and insight, people. My experience, my direction to build hope. I'm Cash Parrish. Till we podcast again, y'all stay cool. Be blessed. Peace.